Hello, my dear friends. Welcome back to Simplified Parenting and Emotionally Healthy Child podcast show. And I'm your host, Courtney from Mommy Show Meetings. February is the most busy and stressful time for all the parents here in India. I'm wondering why? It's exam season, my dear friends. All the parents who are appearing for the board exam or distance out about their kids. Exam preparation, how they are going to prepare the exams, what are the future course of action, and stuff like that. But the parents whose kids are not even appearing for the board exams are also equally stressed out because they want their kids to get good grades, good marks, so that they can get in a good school and their life will be settled. That is the reason why most of the parents feel totally stressed out and drained out by the time February enters. So now, that is the reason why I thought this will be the right topic to pick up so that I can give some simple, easy, relatable, easy to implement tips, practical tips for the parents which will reduce the stress in their life, not only in their life but also in their kids' life. Can we jump into that, sir, my dear friends? Okay, coming into the first and most practical support which your child requires from you. Please do dedicate a separate space or a small corner in your room or in your house for your child to study without any distractions. The distractions here, I mean all the gadgets, TV, tab, mobile. Since your child is studying, let these gadgets be not there in the vicinity so that the child might get distracted with these gadgets or with the TV running in the background or the music playing on the tab and stuff like that. The more you do, ensure that your child's study area is free of distractions, the more that your child will be able to concentrate on his studies, and he can definitely use these gadgets for relaxing and chilling out. And that is when you will anyway give it to them, right? So ensure that you request your child to have certain time limits or set some timer on this gadget so that even while relaxing or chilling out, he will not get addicted to it continuously and spend unnecessary time whiling away or scrolling through the Instagram reels or TikTok videos continuously, wasting his time. That is the first and foremost tip. Second one is help them plan their study timetable. By the studious kids who are already serious about their studies, who have come up with a study timetable by now. If not, help, it's never too late. You sit down as parents and help them plan their study timetable in such a way that they can divide each and every subject that is difficult for them into manageable chunks so that they can finish up the small chunks at a faster pace, which will improve their self-confidence in the subject. If required, you can still there's still time for you to hire an external tutor who can help or guide your child in their difficult subjects like mathematics or chemistry or biology or whatever it may be. As parents, ensure that you are giving them the nutritious food at this point of time and you are giving enough liquids for them to be hydrated, as kids tend to do overnight because they tend to study late in the night or get up early in the morning, and that is when they require more of hydration. Give them a lot of coconut water, milk, buttermilk, lots of fruit juices, water, and avoid tea and coffee if possible, also the carbonated drinks. And please say no to junk food or eating outside for the time being because their health is more important, and try to give them warm, home-cooked meals so that your kid will stay healthy throughout this exam season and can fare better. The third important one is that the mindful break. Ask your child to take mindful breaks and start practicing meditation if they haven't already started. For the first 10 months, they can use the diya or the candle as a guiding anchoring point for them to start the meditation. So that and then you can see the marked difference in their anxiety levels and stress levels, because if they make it a habit of meditating regularly for 2 to 5 minutes on a daily basis, it will reduce the stress and anxiety in a considerable manner. The same tip helps you as well. You can also start meditating. You can also ask them to practice Omkara, which improves their memory power, which improves their brain functionality, which we all know, right? These are the small tips which will not take more time to implement, but definitely will give you good results. And based on their skills and capabilities, ask them to set up realistic expectations about the marks or the grades which they can secure. Please ensure or convey to them that it's the effort that matters, not the marks or the results or the grades. As long as they are able to put in good effort, the good results will automatically follow. And so they shouldn't run against grades or the marks or the results at any point of time, be it in studies or in any other field for that matter. It's the process that is important, not the end result. End result will automatically come if you follow the process correctly. So this is the point which you need to stress upon and ensure that your child understands so that you will follow the process of revising, studying, clearing doubts, and preparing, completing the mock exams. Amidst all this, please do ensure that they take sufficient breaks for their self-care routine. Let them go out for a walk, let them chill out using their Instagram reels or TikTok videos, or spend time in nature, or just unwind with you, chatting with you, lying on your lap, or just sitting next to you and not talking anything. Although it's fine, they can step onto the balcony, take a fresh breath of air, sit there. But these are not time wasters or fillers in their day-to-day life. These are the much-needed breaks which will rejuvenate them and which will help them concentrate more on their studies when they get back to their studies. Lastly, this is the most important point, my dear friends. Please convey this message to your kids that no, irrespective of the result, no matter what the result will be, you are there to love them. Sorry, and you are happy to have them in your life, and you are there to support them irrespective of their result. Your child's exam result is not the full life. There is so much life after the exam result also. And at this point of time, don't nag or compare your child with somebody else's kid or your next door neighbor's child or stuff like that. Give them some peace of mind. You can leave them on their own. They are entered into teenage and they know how to handle stress. They will definitely come out with good results. You should be there to support them emotionally, physically, and mentally. So, my dear friends, these are all the 7 small tips that I would like to give it to you as a parent, as a fellow parent, so that you will not be stressed out, or you will nag your child and push them into the wall. I hope you like today's topic and the tips. If yes, please share them with your friends who might need them. If you have any other comments, please do let me know. Please do subscribe and like this podcast. And rate it if possible. That's all from my end today. I'll come up with another new episode next week. Till then, bye bye, take care, have fun.
Oh, thank you.